The plan by the Israeli army to beef up its presence in the occupied West Bank includes a battalion from the so-called Nahal Infantry Brigade to be deployed especially at Israeli checkpoints. The recent wave of attacks against Israeli soldiers and settlers has increased Israel's fears that a third Palestinian intifada or uprising could be just in the making.
The recent attacks were not organized or previously planned. They were just angry reactions from ordinary people to the non-stop aggression and violations carried out by Israel. Indeed, the Israeli army's reinforcement at checkpoints and main roads is part of its non-stop attempts to subjugate the Palestinians.
Several attacks, including stabbings and shootings, have been recently carried out against Israeli soldiers at checkpoints. The latest one occurred near the settlement of Shiloh outside Nablus on Monday night, when a Palestinian man shot four Israelis, one of whom later succumbed to his injuries. The Israeli Minister for Military Affairs, Moshe Ya'alon, has accused Hamas and Iran of planning and funding the recent wave of violence.
The Israeli Minister for Military Affairs has blamed several parties, including Iran and others. This proves Israel's confusion and failure to prevent Palestinian resistance. It shows that the Israeli forces can never defeat those young men.
As a matter of fact, Palestinians insist that the recent attacks are the least they can do to show their anger against Israeli aggressions. Those attacks, they say, fall within their decades-long struggle to bring an end to the Israeli occupation.
Palestinians have lately been adopting different techniques as part of their resistance to Israeli occupation. Israel fears the recent attacks could lead to a new popular uprising, Intifada. This is why Tel Aviv is expected to step up its aggression to tighten its military control over the occupied territories. Munaqaddin for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.